With CAP Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. Housing advocates, including some faith-based groups, rallied at the state capitol yesterday urging lawmakers to place a $10 billion affordable housing bond on California's November ballot. Supporters say the bond could pay for tens of thousands of affordable units that are near construction but lack funding. Gabby Trejo is with Sacramento Area Congregations Together.
Make that money come through so that we can start building, because the opportunity that I heard, 500,000 people could be housed. Those are our primos, those are our cousins, our tías. It may be ourselves. Our sister Marjorie would be included in that. Can you imagine what that would do for our families?
The Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association criticized plans for the bond, saying the state should make it easier for the private sector to build more housing by reducing fees and regulations instead of borrowing more money. The legislature and governor must approve the bond before it can be placed on the November ballot. A Fresno lawmaker wants Hispanic mothers to have a better shot at having healthy babies. The solution he's proposing? Adding folic acid to corn masa flour, a key ingredient used in many classic Latino foods. CalMatters health reporter Ana Ibarra explains.
Folic acid is a type of vitamin B. Research has shown it has a high success rate of preventing serious birth defects if taken in the lead up to becoming pregnant and in the early weeks of pregnancy. Less than 30% of Latinas reported taking prenatal vitamins with folic acid before becoming pregnant, according to the latest data from the California Department of Public Health. That's compared to nearly 50% of white and Asian women. Fresno Assembly member and physician Joaquin Arambula has introduced a bill to help bridge this gap.
Food is the best way that we can get folic acid into our communities before they're pregnant. Oftentimes, the prenatal vitamins that we give to pregnant people are too late.
If the bill is signed into law, the state would require manufacturers to add a designated amount of folic acid to every pound of corn masa flour. In Los Angeles, I'm Ana Ibarra.
Wildlife experts are bringing butterflies back to the Presidio National Park in San Francisco. It's part of an effort to restore native ecosystems. The park was once home to the Xerces blue butterfly, believed to be the first butterfly species in the U.S., driven to extinction after the dunes that were its home were converted to houses, parks, and museums. The Presidio Trust and other groups worked to restore the butterfly's habitat. More news at capradio.org.
Support for CAP Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a local company providing flexible health plans to address the needs of businesses and individuals, available through employers and Covered California. Information at westernhealth.com.